Good morning and welcome to today's oil market update with Callum McPherson. How are you doing today, Callum?
Doing good yourself?
Yeah, really good. Thank you. Not too bad. There was a sharp fall in Brent last week, reaching $41.50 per barrel this morning. And it'd be good to explain what's going on, first of all.
Well, there's been a couple of things at work here. One, I think we have to say, was a big move lower in equities. The S&P 500 had rallied well beyond pre-coronavirus level, coronavirus crisis highs, and this came to an end last week. There was some very sharp moves lower. This was particularly driven by the U.S. tech stocks, Apple and so on. Share prices down very significantly, and that created a negative sentiment around the market generally, and so oil came down as well in sympathy with that. We also had news on the fundamental side that Saudi Aramco had cut its official selling prices. Now, if we think back to the depths of the coronavirus crisis in sort of May, the official selling prices, which are the premium or discount that the Saudis and other producers sell their crude at relative to benchmarks, were actually responsible for doing a lot of the adjustments. So the Saudis introduced discounts by as much as $10 per barrel compared to benchmark prices. So not only were the benchmarks lower, but the Saudis had cut very significantly below those. So the official selling prices did a lot of the adjustment work to help rebalance and reprice the market. Now, since then, these OSPs have normalized, and that is they've gone back towards being around zero plus a bit, as they usually have been. But now the Saudis have cut them back again, seemingly in response to demands from Asian refiners who are finding that refinery margins are becoming too tight. But to put this in context, we're not going back to sort of minus 10 or anything like that. They've cut them back by a dollar or two here and there. So it's suggestive of weakness, but not desperately worrying as yet.
Okay, and there were also some negative reports around the US inventory numbers and gasoline demand.
This was also cited as being an issue in the middle of last week. We're talking about the weekly US numbers here, which contains inventories and all this other production and the refining figures, which are put out on Wednesdays. But I think we also have to take those numbers with a pinch of salt, because they're heavily impacted by the hurricane or hurricanes, which, although in the end didn't really cause a tremendous amount of damage to oil and gas sort of production and refining infrastructure, it certainly did lead to things being closed down, and a lot of the oil production in the US, sort of Mexican Gulf, was temporarily shut down. A lot of refining activity was interrupted. And indeed, it's led to a dampening in economic activity. So there's demand side effect as well, as reduced production and reduced refining activity. So I think really we have to see how the figures turn out in the coming weeks, to see how things look after the effects of the hurricane have passed through.
So does this mean the range trade is over?
Well, overall, this move, very significant move, over the last back end of last week and also overnight and into today, is the first meaningful move we've had since June. Brent has broken the 50-day average pretty decisively, so that 50-day average is at $44 per barrel. And below that, we've got the 100-day average at $39 per barrel. But I think the question now is this move lower the start of a deeper correction, or is it or just a sort of a blip in a more general upswing? And I think if we look to the fundamental side of things, I think there are signs that the rebalancing in the crude oil market have moved ahead of rebalancing in the refined product market. So really what I mean by that is what we were talking at the outset about these Saudi OSPs and the weakness that Asian refiners have experienced. And really what this means is if the price of crude rallies sharply, but the refiners are unable to pass that cost of higher crude onto their customers who are buying refined products, so diesel, jet fuel, gasoline, etc., then at some point it becomes a problem for the crude oil market, and that has to adjust back down again. And I think that's what we're seeing, that the crude market got a little bit ahead of the refined product market. But I think this is all part of the rebalancing process. So that is in itself is not necessarily a huge worry. If we have a second wave of coronavirus and that impacts oil demand sort of starts to fall back again, okay, that's a slightly different story. But I don't think we're seeing that happen yet, or at least not on the oil demand side. So for me, the decisive thing probably comes down to equities, actually. And the question there is really whether this move does go further. Because a lot of the rally up in equity prices since the coronavirus crisis has been driven by a relatively small number of large tech firms in the US. And that does make the equity market susceptible to a move down. If that does happen, then we see the kind of liquidity driven sell off that we saw in sort of April, May, then I think we could see Brent move back into the mid 30s. But having said that, my feeling is still that the rebalancing will continue into the end of the year, and that will help to support oil prices into the end of this year.
Lovely. Thank you for the update, Callum.
Thank you.